Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. What a week we had. We have so much to talk about today. But I still want to thank everybody for voting for the Sample of the Year Award. People are still trying to vote, but it's over. We'll start again in March with our new Sample nominee. But in the meantime, I'm trying to get this to go national, where every city, major city, put all their samples up, and then we have a runoff. I think it should be 4 or 5 stages how we can do this. But the Sample of the Year it turns out to be something bigger than – it's bigger than me. Let's put it this way. It's big, you know. And don't ever forget the definition of a sample. A sample is a sellout, one who sells out your community and your children for a few dollars. And the difference between a sellout and a sample is that a sample is a sellout, but he's on steroids. That's the major difference right there. That's the difference between a sellout and a sample. A sample is still a sellout, but he's been supersized, like going to McDonald's and said, supersize that. That's the difference between a sellout and a sample. And I tell you, I'm shocked. I would never believe that 10,000 people voted for the Sample of the Year. 10,000, over 10,000. That is huge. You know, that tells a story right there that, you know, that we need to always talk about. Because I think that is very, very important, because we can do anything we want to do. You just have to want to do it, you know. And I know a lot of people, like even on Facebook, they, you know, they see it, but they can't comment on it because they're scared white folks are going to find out that they commented on a Facebook post that I had put out there. So you see, black folks is afraid to even say I like it. They're not going to comment on it because they know that the power of the beast might come after them. But they're coming after you anyway. And not only are they coming after you, they're coming after your children. Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? But they got people so scared to comment on a post that I put on Facebook that they won't do it. Oh, no, I ain't gonna get involved with that. I ain't gonna mess with it because them white folks, Whirlpool and Cornerstone Alliance, them devils that get us, and I ain't gonna let them put me in that position. They'll call my job and get me fired. Yeah, well, you already fired. You just don't know it. You already fired, you know. So you may as well go on and pack your bags and get on out of town, because that's what it's all about. You know, as a people that has been traumatized for over 450 years, we have taken abuse, mistreatment, torture, hanging, raping to this day. And even though we may not look like a people of no hope, God has chosen us. We're the chosen people. We are the chosen folks. We are it. As people, you know, we've been traumatized for so long, over 450 years of abuse, mistreatment, torture, rape, you name it. You name it. And that's just the way it is. It's always been something with us. We just have to get out here and do what we need to do and take care of our business. is crucial. When I say crucial, I mean exactly that. We have to make sure that we're doing all the things that need to be done to make it through this thing, because I tell you, this is not a pretty situation at all. No, this is not a pretty situation at all. But you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Amen. We got to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make things happen. Because right now, we're out of control within ourselves. You see, a lot of times people don't quite understand where we are. And, you know, why I'm doing this also, you know, always remember, freedom is acquired by conquest. You know, you will never have freedom. They will never give you freedom if you can't take it. If you can't take freedom, you will never have freedom. It's just that simple. If you can't take freedom, all these years, they have made us, well, we're still in slavery. The best example I can give you is all the Shaqs, the Stephen A. Smith, Steve Harvey, Jabbar even, one of the most militant black men in the history of mankind. Now, he's a sellout now. They made him make a statement about Kyrie. They made him do it. And then don't think Barkley been like this all his days, ever since Charles Oakley was getting ready to get in his butt. You know, he's been a straight-up sellout. But I cannot see. Here's my problem. I don't understand why people listen to Stephen A. Smith. He don't know nothing. What he do is go on the internet and get information and then talk about it. That stuff ain't accurate, what he's talking about. He can't predict nothing. I mean, why do y'all listen to him? And Barkley, he's pitiful. You know, he sounds like an uneducated ghetto person. That's what he sounds like to me. You know, that's what Barkley sounds like to me. You know, wow. And we let Stephen A. Smith be shacked because they got money. Money means that much to you. You got enough money to do whatever you want to do. Yet you allow these people to do this. Well, I know the Jews, what them Jews will do to you. You see, they'll come after people that you love. See, they'll bypass you. But what they did to like the Kyrie and Nick Cannon and all these people, they made them, and they still talking about it. And then Shannon Sharp, I love that man. He always liked to stand up, but he can't stand up for blacks against the Jews. He can't do it. He can't. The other day he made a statement that rocked my world. How bad a statement that Kyrie Irving made. I was in total shock. I would have betted my life that he was going to stand behind Kyrie. Oh, because he speaks up now. He'll say something, you know. But you can't say nothing about them Jews. Not them, they ain't even the real Jews. Them guys, they're not the real Jews. You know, they Jews, when you become their religion, that's what they are. That's a Jewish religion. You see, just like you're Christian. Christian is a religion. They're not the real Jews living over there. These are not the real Jews. They're the Zionists. That's who they are. But you got to remember this. I mean, Shannon, you broke my heart. I mean, I would have defended you to the end. I would never suspect you say anything like you did. You and Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We're going to change your name back to Al Sinder. You back to Luan Sunda. That's who you are. You no longer Jabbar. You're Luan Sunda now. But I guess you got to get permission from the Jews. You could change your name back, you know. But, yeah. Kareem, you're no longer Kareem. You Lou, your name is Lou now. Lou Alcindor. That's who you are. Lou Alcindor. Steve Harvey, he's just a clown. I ain't going to even go nowhere with him. He's just a clown. That's all he is. But I tell you this. Shannon Sharpe, the one blew me down. I would never think in a million years that he would say what he said. Never. If you would have told me that Shannon Sharpe was going to say something like that, and I would have been shocked. I cannot believe for 1 second. What is wrong with these people, man? And then we wonder why we can't get nowhere. You got these guys making all this money. Go into your community and help. Buy grocery stores, clothing stores, gas stations. Go in any community. All you're doing, and use a 501c3 and have that money, working for the community. And stop all this talking y'all doing. You ain't doing it. If you're going to talk and say something to help the people. Stop this mess. Do you know that black folks, just black folks, spent over $3 billion on Air Jordans? $3 billion for Air Jordans. That's how much they made off the black community. $3 billion. $3 billion for a gym shoe that's probably worth about $20, paying $400-$500 for them. I'll never buy my children any Jordan. I won't do it. That don't mean that you can't. I'm just talking about me now. I never owned a pair of Jordans. I never would buy them because I'm good with all sides. You know, that's how I am. I could always leave high, so I wasn't concerned about that. But you realize over $3 billion of black dollars go to Nike? Well, I don't know what, that's not counting the clothing, the shirts and the shorts and the socks. That's strictly for the Air Jordan. That makes no sense to me. And they got the nerve to tell me they're going to drop somebody. Boy, you better go somewhere and sit down, man. Black folks, we got to get better. We got to get better because right now we're nowhere. We got to get better. You see, you can say whatever you want. You know, they can do whatever they want with their money and all that kind of stuff. But since you made it, black man, you have the opportunity to go back and pull somebody else up. Pull the whole community up. Do you know what, you know, you're putting a couple of million dollars into a community. Do you know what that would do? Clothing stores, supermarkets, healthcare centers, gas stations, stuff that means something to the community. You know, you guys sit around here and y'all got the nerves to look. Man, you couldn't pay me to listen to Stephen A. Smith again. He don't never say nothing. He don't say nothing. He don't know what he's talking about. He goes to the internet and gets stuff off the internet and then talk about it. Charles Barkley's just stupid. You know, I don't pay him off. But Jabbar, man, I love that man, him and Shannon Sharpe, because they stood up. You see, but this time, they laid down. Shannon Sharpe, you laid down. Lou Alcindor, you laid down. I expect that from a Steve Harvey, you see. He's a straight-up tall butt kisser, you see. I expect that from him. I expect that from Barkley. You know, he wants white folks to like him. I expect that from them. You know, but I tell you, Kenny the Jet Smith was on the same show with him. He didn't bow down because he knew. He said what they saying wasn't good. You see, but black people, we're so busy trying to make these folks like us that that's created a mess. I still can't get over black folks spending $3 billion for gym shoes. I can't do it. I mean, my mind can't compute that. You know, and they don't give nothing back to this community, and any community. Believable. But we're just as bad as they are if we don't, if we accept it. And that's what we do. We accept this stuff from these people and think it's okay. Man, it seems like we, you know, we just spinning our wheels fighting. You know, the more we fight against these Sambos, looks like the more come out of the closet. Looks like it's better to be a Sambo than a freedom fighter. It looks like it's better to be a Sambo than a freedom fighter, even though a freedom fighter is fighting for the future of your children and community. A Sambo is fighting for himself. That's what he's fighting for. He's fighting for himself. He don't want the news media to come after him, you see, because they have a history. Oh, they came after me too, but I beat them down. I spanked their butts like never before. I tore them up. They had my picture on the front page about 3 weeks. You know, front page action, black man, you know. And then when we got the case overturned, they had it on the back page in the corner. It's just crazy. But we make it crazy. We make things crazy because we don't know how to stand up and fight. We don't know what they doing is wrong. See, here's what we missing the boat. See, what they do today reflects us down the road 3-4 years. See, that's the problem. What they do today reflects what we do 3-4 years back. Because let me give you the best example. So you got to have a job. They didn't have a school system 30 years ago, miseducating the community. And unfortunately, you got some of the dumbest people, not because they don't have the ability to learn, but they was never given the tool. See, if you don't give the person the tool to deal with society, can you blame them for not knowing? I don't think so. I don't think that you could blame someone if you never give them the information and the proper tool. And that's what they did here in Benton Harbor. It all started with Whirlpool. They had put this thing together 30 years ago or longer and said, we're not going to educate the residents here in Benton Harbor. We're going to let them graduate. All they have to do is come to school. And if they come to school, nobody's going to complain if they graduate or not. Who's going to complain? I don't care if they don't learn nothing. We'll give them a diploma. This is the way they did it. And they plan work to a T because the people in Benton Harbor didn't care as long as their child graduated. Even if they couldn't read. They didn't care. And this is where we at today. Now, the next generation, the same way. The next generation, the same way. If we keep doing that, we'll dummy these bad people down. Only thing they'll know how to do is take up a gun, do a drive-by shooting, which is a cowardly act, and that's final. That's the way they think, you see. I know how they think, you see. I understand them, you know, and they don't have no love for you, none. No love, none. You think they love you. They want you to love them. So that way you could be just like Charles Barkley. You could be like Stephen A. Smith, kissing their butts for a few dollars. You could be going to be just like that. I never thought in a million years Shannon Sharp would stoop that low. I wouldn't. Luau Cinder. He's no longer no Jabbar. He's Luau Cinder. That's who he is. I never thought in a million years that he would say something like they said. What is wrong? Don't you get it? Man, I just can't believe. I can't believe that we are this way. It's unbelievable. Think about all the hell we have went through. All the torture. All the torture we have went through. All the abuse we have went through. All the mistreatment we have went through. The hanging. The raping. And we still want to be like them? Something wrong with us. Something is wrong. See, if when I'm talking to them, I have to verify everything they say. I don't go by what they say. You see? Because they'll say anything. You see? And they expect you to believe it. You're not supposed to have enough knowledge to stand up to these people. You see, you don't have that wisdom. In other words, you wisdomless, as they say. And then I'm gonna bring in my first guest. I gotta bring him in real fast. But I wanna, before I do, I want to talk a little bit about the city of Benton Harbor. The city of Benton Harbor, which is like 90 to 95% black, we don't know because everybody don't be counting. They're honored to serve white people. These elected officials is honored to serve white people and their guests. Because they normally, when they want something old, they want their guests to have something, they'll bring them in. And business owners, you know, they seek to offer service that affect, efficient, and supportive to white people. Folks only. That's right. White folks. And they, look, here's the thing. They don't care about you stealing a few dollars. Because if you steal a few dollars, they got you. Like this guy, Ron Singleton, the one who stole the radio station. He was a police officer. When he retired, he wasn't even a lieutenant. But they gave him lieutenant pay so he can continue to steal from the community. They're not paying that money. The residents of Benton Harbor are paying. And this guy is stealing the money from the people. He's a thief. He's a straight-up thief. And but before that, him and this guy named Walker, who was the chief of police, was stealing money out of the police fund. He got caught. He got caught, signed the note saying they're going to pay it back, and he left town. And these people so dumb and stupid that that's what they do. But look, I got to move on. I want to get the gym shoe part in where we spend $3 billion buying Nike gym shoes. That's just Nike. You got all these other gym shoe places too. That's just one. We some sick people, boy. I tell you, we are sick, sick, sick. We need help, man. We need to start asking for help. Listen, let me bring in my good friend, the one and only Malak from beautiful, beautiful, sunny California. And I know you got a lot to say. Talk to me, Malak. Tell me what's going on in your world. Talk to me.
Shalom. How you doing, my brother? How you doing? How you doing? I got Brother Jerome on the phone, too.
Shalom, hey, Pastor Pinkney.
Hey, what's up with y'all?
Oh man, we just trying to do the work of the Most High. That's all we're doing.
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad you said that because you know what? You guys definitely got my attention because I tell you, I love to have y'all on this radio show so much because you tell the truth, and that's the difference between some people and other people. See, with they don't want me on these white shows no more because they say that. I tell the truth. That's what the guy said. He said, I had to call this radio station. I said, look, I said, y'all don't want me on y'all show no more. I used to be on their show all the time. It was a white show, right? And he said, they say that we'll get you on again, but they when you come on, they say you be blowing up the radio and stuff. I said, that's my job. I said, that's what you should want me to do. You know, so I'm tell you like it is. These folks don't want to hear me because when I even people here, these guys are scared to even comment on a Facebook page of something that's going on in the community. They scared. They say, well, when they don't want Whirlpool to see them comment, you know, I'm followed by Whirlpool and all these other places, so they don't want to make no comment because they scared that they see something that they might do something. Man, and let me say this before you get started. You know, I love Kareem, my dude. I'm Lou Alcindor. I love Kareem. I mean, Lou. I love that man. And you know, because, you know, he was like in my era. You know, I love him, man. Yeah. He came out of his bag the other day and won't let it go. He keep talking. He's still talking about it. And then it was like Shannon Sharp. I said, no, Shannon, no, don't tell me, man. You can't have no black heroes. It's like they flip on you every time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, listen, I'm going to go and let you talk because you're going to maybe have me crying here.
hey, man, I just want to say you was on point, man, when you was bringing out how, you know, Shannon Sharp and Shaq and all of these people, you know what I'm saying, they're getting, they like to... the pacifiers, you know what I'm saying? Like when the black community is trying to take a step forward, they send them in to push us back in line, right? And I call them the pacifiers. Like when we crying about something, they gonna send like Al Sharpton to you, and he gonna start screaming louder than you. Like he gonna do something, but then at the very end, he end up doing nothing, right? And so that's what they job is to do. But this, what's happening right now, like what you had just said, right? They don't want to hear you because you speak the truth, right? So Isaiah chapter 39, verse 9 says, this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Most High, which they fear, see not, and the prophets and prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. So they don't want to hear the truth. A lot of people want to hear smooth things. They want to hear stuff that's not true. But when that truth start coming out, people start running. They don't want to hear that truth. Because when the truth come out, it's over. It's going to make you see yourself, and you're going to have to make a decision. People don't like making decisions in their life to turn to the Most High. Now, right now, the children of Israel is waking up all over the earth. It is a prophecy that this was going to happen, right? This is prophecy being fulfilled. Now, you seen Kanye West going to Alex Jones show, right? You seen that yesterday?
No, I didn't see it. No,
man,
I didn't.
You
got
to see that. You got to see that. I'm going to actually send it to you. And if anybody that's listening, it's on YouTube. Kanye West was going way out there. He said he loved Hitler and he loved. And I'm going to tell you that it could be, and I'm just putting this out there, it could be an agenda behind a lot of stuff that he's doing. So the Hebrews is on the guard because the whole purpose, what the Jewish community has been doing for a long time, they've been trying to do it for the last 5 years, is they've been trying to silence the Hebrew Israelites, so we can't say nothing. They don't want. They want it to be against the law for us to say that we the real true people. But the whole thing is, it's been backfiring on them every time. Every time they try to do it, it backfires on them every time. So yeah. I don't know if Kanye, and I'm warning him to be right, but we got to look at both sides. You know what I'm saying? Because he was going. You know, Kanye, his brain sometimes be sounding like he ain't all the way there, right?
Right,
and,
right.
And we got to look behind what this agenda could be to silence everybody. But Alex Jones actually said on his show that he researched and found out that the Negroes are the real Jews, and it's undeniable. He said it's on Wikipedia. So he don't understand how the Jewish community can even come against us saying that we've been anti-Semitic when it's proven in history that we are Semitic, right? The last time I came on y'all show, I went into the Jewish encyclopedia and showed y'all that it said that the Negroes are the real Jews. Now, remember, we got converts. You was talking about that, too. We got converts, and then we got a religion, right? So anybody can be a Christian. Anybody can be Jewish. Now, I said Jewish, not a Jew. Everybody can't be a Jew, but you can be Jewish because you can convert into it. You see what I'm saying? Everybody can be a Muslim. You can be white, black, Indian, Arabian. Anybody can be a Muslim. Say you are Muslim. I know they say that that's one who submits unto God, right? But that's many different people that can do that, right? It's not actually establishing an actual bloodline or a nationality. So what we're fighting for is what has been taken away from us since we came here on these slave ships, that they took our identity away from us. We ain't no Negroes. We ain't just black people. We ain't just African Americans. We are the children of Israel. We are God's chosen people. And the whole system that they have designed upon this earth is to make sure that we stay down. As long as we don't know who we are and we're not following what the Most High told us to do, they're going to be able to continue to keep on ruling this earth. And nothing is going to stop them until we stand up and say, look, this is who we are. We got to keep the commandments, and we got to get back under the good graces of the Most High. We pissed the Most High off. That's why we was in this situation. He wouldn't have never let us go into slavery if he wasn't mad at us. He was mad at us because we turned our back on him, like some people was doing right now. They hear that they're Hebrew Israelite, and they don't care. They still be going to church on Sunday, doing Christmas, doing Halloween, all this crazy. You know what I'm saying? They're like,
All these holidays that this white devil them put together, and they doing it to make money off of you and all this kind of stuff. See, black people, what they have done, they have they're trying to take away our thinking ability. You see, that's why they miseducating our children and everybody else. See, kids don't want to go to school nowadays because it ain't fun to go to school no more. It ain't fun to go. See, we used to go to school just to eat lunch. We don't want to go to school to eat lunch no more because they don't serve them but garbage.
Exactly.
When do it stop, though? When do it stop?
Yeah, it's going to stop when Christ cracked that sky. That's when it's going to stop. And it's about to happen real soon, right? We moving into that. We are in the end times for sure, right? So let's look at this verse right here, and I'm going to show y'all how close we are and how we are fulfilling prophecies in this book. Hey, Elder, go to 2 Chronicles 6 and 33.
2 Chronicles?
I texted it to you.
You texted it?
Yep.
Oh,
so you get the passage. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you just want me to read it.
2 Chronicles 6 and 33.
Yeah.
Then hear you from the heavens, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calls to you for.
Look what it's saying. All of the things. See, now, this is him showing us that we in servitude. We got to do everything that the stranger, which is this land and who's running this land and all the other nations, that we got to do what they want us to do right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is there after that?
That all the people of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by your name.
Keep reading.
We have, okay, hold on. Then hear from the heavens their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no man which does not sin, and you be angry with them and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near.
All right, so the children of Israel got carried away captive into other nations, right? This is a transatlantic slave trade right here. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And we, yeah. Before he sees, and we forgot who we were. Now, what it said to that?
Yet, if they bethink themselves
if
in
they
the
what?
Land,
wait,
if
wait.
They be, mm-hmm. If they bethink themselves, if they
okay,
remember.
So it says, if they bethink themselves, bethink means remember, right? If they start remembering who they are, go ahead.
From the land where they are carried captives and turn and pray unto you in the land of their captivity, saying.
So if we remember ourselves, right, come back to the Most High. Start praying in this land of this captivity, and then what?
Saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. If they turn to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captive, and pray toward their land, which you gave unto their fathers, and toward the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name. Then hear you from the heavens, even from your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people which have sinned against you.
All right, so you see, now this is the prophecy that's being fulfilled right now. But it's a lot of us doing that right now. We all do that because we know we're Hebrews. But the Most High is looking for a certain amount of people, right? It's a certain number that he's looking for. He said out of all of the people that's the children of Israel on this earth, it's only going to be one-third that come back to him. So that means that if we have a pie, and we cut it in three pieces, he only going to take one slice. The other two slices going to die here with everybody else, right? So he's looking for that 1%, I mean, one-third of a people to come back, ask for repentance, get baptized, pray towards the Most High so he can forgive our sins and then send his son to redeem us out of this, out of the land of our captivity.
That's
so
right.
This is what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Shaq is trying to stop. This is what all of these dudes that's getting paid and they love their money more than their own people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are getting paid to try to stop Christ from coming. This is how serious it is. They don't want the awakening to really take place because now that it's broadcast on TV and it's all around the world, guess what everybody doing right now? Study. And that's exactly what the Most High wanted them to do because we have to study ourselves to be approved. Somebody can tell you that you're a Hebrew, but when you really see it and study it and know it, can't nobody take it from you. When I first came into the truth, I cried. I cried when I came into the truth because I heard a voice that led me into it. Nobody told me. I've been in the truth 20 years, and I followed a voice, and it led me in the Bible, showed me I was a Hebrew, and I thought that the Most High hated black people forever because we turned our back on them. So I was like, oh, man, what do you know? God hate us. But he told me to keep on reading. And so when I kept reading, I seen that we was going to come back, and we was going to be redeemed, right? So each and every person that's listening on this radio broadcast, This is a gift from the Most High to you. If you are a so-called Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Haitian, Jamaican, all of us are the 12 tribes of Israel, right? It ain't just black people, right? It's the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans. All of us are connected to the 12 tribes of Israel, and it's supposed to be a gift that the Most High is giving you that you receive, and then you get your inheritance from your father, right? A lot of people fighting it, but this is supposed to be exciting time right now. You're supposed to be rejoicing that you got the same blood running through your veins as Christ himself, right? And so they trying to stop it. Now, it's more than just understanding, like, I'm a Hebrew, but I'm not going to do nothing that God told me to do. You ain't going to make it in.
You
got to say, I'm a Hebrew, and you got to change your life and live for him and not live for yourself. And that's what a lot of these celebrities is doing. They'll come out and say, I'm a Hebrew, but they're not doing nothing that a Hebrew is supposed to do. A Hebrew is commanded to do certain things. We don't do Christmas. We are commanded not to do that. In Jeremiah chapter 10, right, 1-4, if you read that, that's going to tell you that God do not want you to do Christmas at all, right? We are commanded not to do that. Now, what we do is we do Feast of Dedication in the wintertime, right? And that's about when our temple got destroyed in the Maccabees, and we rededicated that temple back to the Most High. And so the temple now is us. So the Most High is restoring and rebuilding us back to the Most High. So today, if I got a little bit more time, pick me, I'm going to get on these Muslims real quick.
Don't take care. Hey, take care of your business. Take care of your business.
All right.
That's what I said.
So now we heard.
My brother. Hey, we ain't holding nobody up. If you're not telling the truth, we're not going to deal with you.
All right. So now we heard Farrakhan himself, right, say that Muhammad was a white man, right? I got the whole video of him saying that Muhammad was a white man. Now, according to the Bible, the Most High would never use another nation to bring his word to him like that. He said, my word is going to come through the house of Israel, right? So he wouldn't use no Muhammad to be prophesying to us about what we're supposed to be doing, right? But now, if that's the case, okay, we're going to go to the Quran, because I'm wondering how you're going to be a Hebrew and a Muslim at the same time, right? It's impossible, right? You can't be a Hebrew and a Muslim. That's like saying and a Seventh-day Adventist at the same time. That's like saying I'm a white man and a black man at the same time. It's impossible to be these same things at the same time. It's impossible, right? Mm-hmm. So now what we don't usually hear, we heard Farrakhan say that he was a Hebrew, right? Or they got a book that they're trying to sell saying that we are Hebrews, right? And I'm just wondering, because if you're a Hebrew, you're supposed to do what Hebrews do. And now what we don't really hear is them going into the Quran, right? But we finna go in the Quran, and we finna find out what the Quran actually say. You got that pulled up, Elder?
Yes. Surah 3:3 from the Quran.
Let's go to Surah 2:40, the one right under that. Let's go there first.
2:40?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, Surah 2. Okay. O children of Israel, this is the Quran. O children of Israel, remember my favor wherewith I favored you and fulfill your part of the covenant. I shall fulfill my part of the covenant and fear me. O children of Israel.
So this is it. This in the Quran that he said that the children of Israel are the favored, right? And
mm-hmm.
they are a covenant, right? 47, what it say? Surah 2:47.
O children of Israel, remember my favor wherewith I favored you and how I preferred you
to all creatures.
So this is, now look, the Quran is saying that the children of Israel are preferred over all creatures of the earth, meaning that they are the chosen ones. So if we are the children of Israel and the Quran telling you that the children of Israel was favored over everything, don't we supposed to be in the Bible where it's talking about the children of Israel? Jump on down.
Absolutely.
Let's get deeper. Let's jump on down to the very end, Elder, where it says Surah 2 and 65.
2 and 65?
Mm-hmm. Very end.
And well you knew those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. We said to them, be you apes, despised and rejected.
All right, so he said, those that transgress the Sabbath day. Now, this is in the Quran. If you break the Sabbath day, the Quran is saying you are a despised ape. You are rejected. You be apes. You some monkeys because you did not keep the Sabbath, right?
Yeah.
So if we go by the Quran itself, right, just on those verses, and we got many more, but we ain't got that much time, right? The Quran tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy.
Yeah.
Why are you not doing it, right? We got so many strong brothers, man, that got to start. We got to start standing up and thinking for ourselves, right? We got to move in the power of the Most High instead of moving in the power of a group, right? And I love my Muslim brothers because they do a lot of great things. I got a lot of Muslim friends, right? But I tell them the same thing that I'm telling right now. Like, that is a religion that you're in. You got to come out of the religion and come into your nationality. Because when you come into your nationality, you're going to come into your purpose. When you come into your purpose, you're going to come into your power. When you come into your power, you're going to come into your fulfillment with the Most High. And that's what he's looking for. He wants us to fulfill our purpose on this earth. The Most High has a purpose for every single person that's listening to this broadcast right now. But you have to accept it. So many people want to live for themselves and not live for the Most High. And
right.
He wants you to make a decision. Who you living for? You living for you or you living for me? Right? And so we got to make that decision. Because right now, the Most High has so many people around you that you're going to lead right into the kingdom, but you got to come in first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how deep it is, right? So remember, we already showed you in the Bible that he told us that we was going to start remembering ourselves in the land of our captivity, and we're going to come back. So this is where we at right now. This is why we're not letting nothing stop us. I don't care what the Jewish people try to throw out there. It's nothing that can stop this movement. They trying to stop it because it's the biggest movement on the face of the planet. Right? There's people in Africa knowing that they're Hebrews. There's people in China knowing that they're Hebrews. There's people in England and London knowing that they're Hebrews. And we all connected. We know all of them, right? And they can't stop it. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And people are saying, I can't work on the Sabbath no more. I ain't doing these holy days no more. These holidays no more, all of these different things, and it's just shutting the whole system down, and they getting scared. I'm telling you, they're going to try to do something real big because the Jewish people don't want to get exposed.
Hey, remember they did something big before when they came out with that book, COVID. When they came out with COVID, that was big, and what it did is broke people's concentration. People weren't able to think, and now that most of the ones that took that vaccine, they're the ones who are getting COVID again.
Well, they actually dying like crazy too, and they dying from blood clots, heart attacks, and seizures and stuff like that. They got a movie, a documentary that these white doctors put together because they trying to expose that they trying to hide how many people was dying because of this vaccine. I'm going to send it to you, Pinkney, when I get off of this show. It's called, Elder, what was that thing called again? Because I'm
sending
it to Oh, it's called Dead Suddenly or something like that.
Dead Suddenly.
And they get suddenly dead. That's what it's called. And they have all of these doctors coming forth, and they showing, they doing autopsies on these people that's dying, and they finding all of these like worm-like worm things all up in their blood, and their DNA has changed, and man, it's crazy. And remember, I was on your show trying to save people, man. I was like, don't take the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
But we can't help everybody because everybody got their own mind, and they're going to do what they want to do, but you're going to have to pay by making wrong decisions, you know what I'm saying? But, if you took it, I'm going to tell you like this. The Most High is he is powerful in all things, and I will turn to him like never before and let him heal you because he can heal anything.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, people is dropping dead like crazy. I was just driving down the street, a dead man just laying in the street. You know what I'm saying? People just dropping dead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to get far worse before it gets better. Let me ask you this question.
That's what we love about you, Pinkney, that we bring out the full truth. We ain't sugarcoating nothing. We ain't holding no prisoners. We coming out. We going to tell you what it is. And a lot of stuff that me and Pinkney tell you, it's for your soul. And it's for your well-being, right? We're trying to help you in mind, body, and soul right now. But and we don't want nothing from you. We're not trying to get you to pay us for trying to help you. You Pinkney, only thing he be needing is donations to help what he's trying to do. But he don't get paid to get up here and fight for you every day. This man be fighting. He be fighting for equal justice. For you, if he wasn't in Benton Harbor, boy, Benton Harbor would be, they would have everybody in chains over there, man. They would have slavery going on over there. That's how bad it is in Benton Harbor.
It's bad, too. It's a lot worse than people would ever imagine. You know, you've been here. I mean, you saw the people here. You see the way they act.
Elder Jerome,
I'm going to
tell you.
What they do.
When I went out there.
You got to come here to see this. I can't explain all this stuff because you'll never believe it. You see, people don't believe stuff. Oh no, people are not that way. Black people is not that way. Yeah, black people are this way. I mean, it's some of the stupidity. Look, here's a good example. They wouldn't tell the people here that the water was bad. The people kept drinking the water. We went out and told them that the water was bad. They didn't want to hear. Black men don't know nothing, you know. Finally, they came out after we went to the EPA and filed that petition. The white man came out and said the water was bad. And now all of a sudden they believe that the water was bad.
Right.
They've been drinking this water all these years, and the white man had to tell them that the water was bad, and this is how stupid some of the people here. They're still drinking that water from the faucet and knowing that the water was bad. They don't want to know why they're sick. It's so then you got black people standing up from, oh, the water ain't nothing wrong with this water, you know. Go ahead and drink it and die, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know. This is the mentality that you're dealing with. You know, we're at war. This is no conflict, you know? And we have to be doing all the things we need to do. But my Hebrew brothers, I love y'all to death. And I tell you, y'all, you know, you guys got it. You know, y'all got it, and I really appreciate y'all because what you do, you come out here and tell truth. You see, when you tell truth, people don't want to. They don't want to listen to the truth. They want you to lie to them. You see, long as you're lying to them, you're a good person. See, when you start telling the truth, you become a terrible person. You see, that's the mentality of black folks. They don't want to hear the truth. They can't handle the truth. Only thing they can handle is what white folks say. You see, long as white people is talking, they're happy. You see, long as white folks are doing, you know, even, here's something. How in the world would a black person ever think that the justice system is fair to black people. How could you ever think that? You know, they never been. How all of a sudden they supposed to be a group of honest, talking about a judge. A judge, what that mean? I don't care whether you're black or white, you won't fall right into that system. And the system is designed to destroy black folks. That's what it's designed
to do.
Yeah. And they look for other black folks to work with them to destroy black folks. That's what they do.
Yeah. Your Charles Barkley's, your Lou Alcindor's, your Shannon Sharpe's, your Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. And it's a
that's
lot
exactly
of
who they are.
And none of these people give back to the community. None of them.
Right.
Give
And if they do, they only give to what, you know, the places that they tell them to give to. You know what I'm saying? They ain't giving to nothing that's really gonna help us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. See, if you open up grocery stores and hire people from the community, keep the dollars circulating in the community, then you doing something. You know, but they don't want that. They tell them purposely not to go back into you're going to lose money. How are you going to lose money if you got a 501c3 and you can write that stuff off? How are you going to do it? You're making millions and millions of dollars. You need all the help you can get.
Right. Right.
They don't know that. Man, we messed up, man. We really, really messed up. And I can't get over Nike. I can't sit here and tell anybody $3 billion in gym shoes. Y'all, we out of our minds. Is we nuts? $3 billion in gym shoes. We got to be the stupidest Stephen A's in the world. They talking about black folks. That is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. I ain't heard nothing that stupid before.
What we don't realize is we have all the power. If we would just stand together under the Most High, and we can shut down every business that we choose to shut down. We would have so much power. We would just stand together. Man, it's unbelievable, man.
We
would have them bowing down.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I gotta let you go for a second. I'm gonna bring in my good friend Amy. Let her say a few words, but don't leave us. She's one of my favorite TIs. So I want her to say at least a few words before we get off the show, get off the air. Love y'all, and hang in there. I'm gonna have y'all back soon. Amy, talk to me.
Nope. Hey, Pastor Pinkman, things looking up. Look like we done found out what's in Cairo, ancient Kemet, and Egyptian Nubian queens and Nubian pharaohs, kings, pharaohs. We on our way, ain't we? We on our way to the real promised land. I was wondering when you was trying to get us on the right page, did you hear about the digital currency that Biden is about to come up with? Did you hear about it?
Did you
hear about the digital currency?
Mm-hmm.
They signed it in executive order March 2022, where the U.S. dollar is getting ready to be obsolete. And I got some information I'm going to come back with next week and tell you about how the United States dollar is getting ready to turn digital, has something to do with the mark of the beast and your TI community. Don't touch that dial. I'm going to have all the facts in the government patent next week, because I know you don't want nothing on your show if it ain't factual evidence, right?
Amen. Well, next week make sure you be here. I'm gonna plug you in.
I'm gonna talk about the United States digital dollar and the mark of the beast and the targeted individual. I'm gonna wrap it all up for you.
There you go. I like it. Let's make
so,
it happen.
Stay tuned for the mark of the beast is 666.com. The underground world is the dark world, is the dark web. The dark web is where they talk about the dark money. The U.S. Congress, Senator White House, talks about the dark money. The dark money is basically the mark of the beast, where they know that U.S. dollar going to crash. They got to turn it all digital. And what digital does is say you can't buy or you can't sell nothing without that digital chip. So I'm going to tell you something right now. Y'all support Kanye West because he don't want to be a part of what he already know. But I hate to say it, but I feel sorry that Kanye West accepted that mark of the beast. Once you accept that mark of the beast, it ain't no turning around. So everybody didn't accept that mark of the beast. So I didn't want to be suffering as no targeted individual, but at least I can say I didn't take the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast is they implant you and with some nanotechnology, and they saying it's for the immune system for the immune system to boost it up, but they actually boosting it down. Because the mark of the beast, if they can keep your immune system down, keep you worried and distressed, they can use that mark of the beast frequency. It's a frequency now. It's a government patent to it. And Robert M. Duncan, hey, hold on for a minute. All right, well, that's the show there. Next week, same time, same station. All right, everybody. We have ran out of time.